Well, Don, we're here at the John Deere product launch. It's taking place in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I guess love to get your thoughts on of the products that are on display here, the things that dealers and I know even customers are coming in. How about in the area of biofuels? Are they seeing anything here that's helping or being involved with some of the new biofuel products that are out?
Well, we really haven't made a big deal about biofuels here. This is mostly focused on new equipment that's coming out. All of the equipment that's here, when it rolled off the assembly line, if it's got a diesel engine in it, of course it had B2 from the factory, but we haven't made that a focal point here. We're looking more at some of the new features and new pieces of equipment that are in display here.
But like your, say, new combine, the 70 series, those are, I don't know if certified is the word, but they can run on a blend and supported by John Deere, right?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we recommend that people use B2 or B5 biodiesel instead of just a straight petroleum diesel. And absolutely, I think recommend would be the very best word to use there. We obviously, it's very important to our customer base, but it's also great from a renewable energy standpoint, from a national security, energy security standpoint. We're very high on biodiesel, the future of biodiesel, and we like to see the use expand.
Well, I did hear in some of the presentations we had, especially out the field, that the equipment does comply with EPA standards. That was mentioned more than I've heard in the past, and running biodiesel in an engine's just going to help in terms of meeting those types of new criteria that are being made.
Yeah, there. If you look at all of the various things that you measure from an emissions standpoint, biodiesel comes out ahead in all but one category. There's nitrous oxide emissions are slightly higher, but at the lower blends, if you're looking at a B2 or a B5 or even a B20, then the what we call NOx for the chemical symbol of it, or nitrous oxide emissions, are the increase is minimal and almost, in fact, very difficult to detect. So it's a biodiesel, no question about it, is a definite improvement from an air quality standpoint as well.
How about as we look forward, I'm just going to assume that as the industry, and by that I mean the biofuels industry, continues to grow and develop, do you see new opportunities for what this will mean to John Deere and equipment we'll see in the future?
Well, yeah, I obviously and already having a very significant impact on our business and that of our customers. And we believe the opportunity to expand renewable energy, and that, whether that's from a biodiesel standpoint or whether it's an ethanol standpoint, lots of different feedstocks coming from agriculture. There's nothing but a very, very bright future out there from a long-term standpoint. I think we're going to need every molecule of energy we can find, and agriculture obviously will play a significant role in that.
So you can put some biodiesel in your tractor, but then you go harvest corn and turn it into ethanol. It's kind of like a closed system there in a way.
Well, we had a closed system a number of years ago when we used to bale the hay and feed the mules or feed the horses with it, and what goes around comes around. It's an interesting thing. You know, interesting element about it is there are already quite a few parts on that tractor, that combine. They're made from soybean resins that we don't call them plastic panels anymore. I think they're polymer panels, but whatever the new term for the base feedstock for that material is soybean. So there's a lot more of that going on perhaps than just meets the eye.
Anything else you'd like producers in particular to know about what John Deere is doing in terms of working on biofuels development or support?
Well, I think I'd just repeat again that we need to make certain that people get a broad-based experience, and the idea of making certain that you use at least a B2 or a B5 blend in your equipment probably does more to help people become aware of what's going on and help the industry grow and get the infrastructure out there. So if there's a message at all, it would be use B2, use B5.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Don Borgman with John Deere. Here at the John Deere product launch taking place in Cincinnati, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.